Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny Alice's morning show. We are back live today, and I want to say thank you, Jane. I know you put that in there for me, girl. She knows that's my favorite Katy Perry song. Jane, thanks for the song, girl. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Yep. Hey, I was just saying, hey, where's all our bad advices? Oh, my God. I have some killer ones for today. Thank you to everybody who sent them in. Bryn at RadioAlice.com. Damn, Daniel.
Just sitting there that you hadn't seen yet, or people just got on their keyboard and sent them out?
They go to Bryn@RadioAlice.com, so then he puts them into the format I need.
Yeah, a couple of those just came in. You asked for them.
So. Wow. Oh, they were waiting to hit send.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, really hard, good ones. But also, there's one that's like a roundup. They have comments about every topic we did last week, or the week before.
By the way, someone wrote in as we were discussing the secret show, and you said its rating was, what was the rating
clean.
On Apple? Clean. And someone wrote in and said, the guy that died in Australia, that's not a clean show. Funny, not clean. And I was like, died in Australia? Oh.
Yeah, it's not, there's zero places in the world where that's considered a clean show. I just think that it's, I don't want people to be misled.
No, you're right.
Misled.
That one was extreme.
Also, generally we swear. I mean, it's an uncensored show. Sometimes it's about, something that happened in your office. Other times it's about a guy who died in a lady's area.
In Australia.
Yep.
Anyway.
All right.
Let's play the sounder. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest to see any cool giveaways we have. While you're there, browse around and take a look at the latest news stories and get our show's full podcast. In fact, make RadioAlice.com your homepage.
Yep, that'd be
just
great.
Just sit on it.
Potsy.
Right. Here's what's happening for this Cyber Monday, November 29th. Sunny and 70 today. It's going to be really nice.
Mm.
Also, the 49ers won yesterday. They beat the Vikings 34-26. And
they,
for Monday,
they got like two touchdowns in 20 seconds.
Yeah,
it was great.
A weird game. Weird. Yep. It was good. Really good.
Pats won.
I may have heard that the Pats won. Also, Tom Brady won.
Of course he did.
And tonight, for Monday Night Football, it's the Seattle Seahawks playing the Washington football team.
All right.
There's that. Being a parent's a weird thing, and there is a point in parenthood where you kind of have this in common with other parents, and you all share that as a badge, sort of. And you help each other, and you find yourself... You could be in an airplane and your kid starts crying and there'll be that one bachelor dude who's grumpy AF and is mad about it and shooting that. But there's also another person that knows exactly what you're going through and they're like, how can I help?
Yep.
Parents try to help each other because they know it's a struggle.
It is. And I'm always so glad it's not my kid anymore because my kid's been that kid.
Right.
And I always feel like I try to give them kind looks, even though it's annoying. It's not because it's, but I feel your pain.
But you've been there, and absolutely, and that's one of the things. So, parents also have this in common. 4 in 5 parents agree that their kids are not thankful for what they have. And I would agree. I don't think kids...
Well, you do have to tell them to be thankful. They have a level of expectation.
But they have this in common. I think most kids are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Most kids have the same selfish attitudes, and you have to work on that with them. They're not
point
all,
out the things that they need to be grateful
right.
for.
This is part of your job as a parent. It's one of the things. But for sure, all of the things you supply with your kid and you watch them sort of take it, like it for a second, and put it on the pile, and you're like, oh, right. You rotten little... But we did the same thing. I'm sure our parents saw the same things in us that,
right.
And their kids will be the same as, so it is what it is. And yet, a new poll, over 80% of parents with kids between 4 and 10 say their kids don't appreciate all the stuff they have.
Because they don't know anything else. That's, I think that's, I agree with it, and I'm with the 80%, but I do think that it's your job as a parent to not just say, be grateful for that, but to show them other ways of living and show them how lucky they are. Show them that they have reason to be grateful and that they right. shouldn't take these things for granted.
A whopping 96% of parents think you can teach your children to be grateful. And it's just like you said, you have to be able to show them.
It isn't just say, be grateful. It's
right.
You've got to.
Not everybody is born with the same luxuries that you're right. afforded here. It's similar to my daughter has a health challenge, and there are millions of health challenges you could get. And there's also way more people who have those separate millions of health challenges.
Right.
And everybody, whatever they are, it could be your eyesight, it could be, yep. there's
everybody's
so many
dealing with something.
Right. And so you try to explain that to them too. Like whatever you've got,
that's your
has
cross
to be
to bear.
Good enough. Right. And whatever problem you've got, we will work through that together as a family. Let's see here. One of the ways that parents help their kids be grateful is by making them say please and thank you, doing chores to help the family, donating toys and clothes to charity, donating their own money to charity, creating thank you cards. That's
huge.
In particular is one of those things where we've had to fight for that. Just sit down, write these cards out.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 minutes later, the kid's wandering off. Get back in there.
You got some work to do. Do you remember getting those things? Now you need to acknowledge those things.
Right.
I know.
It's a thing, though.
It is a thing.
But it's so universal. It's interesting to me that it is so universal that it shouldn't surprise anybody. Don't you remember being a kid at all?
Of course.
Like that you were the same way. Right. I don't even know how you're surprised by a kid's behavior. You were the same way.
So you need to be taught, your kid needs to be taught the way you needed to. You weren't born knowing.
Right.
It's not
a
like
a 49-year-old woman in Australia named Rachel Perry pleaded guilty earlier this month to stealing money from an animal hospital so she could play slot machines online, which apparently don't even pay
oh
out
my
actual
God.
Cash. So I don't know about these online gambling sites, but this one in particular doesn't pay money back. Let's see.
So you have cash there, but you can only spend it there?
You pay actual cash for credits or money in the game, but usually due to legal reasons, the winnings are just more credits or digital rewards, not actual money you can cash out.
Oh, someone needed to tell that lady that.
So she's clearly a gambling addict. Rachel was an account manager at the animal hospital and had made 475 fraudulent transactions over about 3 years and embezzled $671,000.
Oh, my God. All those poor animals. People donated to the animals.
She would.
That's a ton of money.
It is a ton of money. And here's how serious her gambling problem is. She wasn't even having fun doing it. She would feed a bunch of money into the game, and then it would and put the slots on auto run while she slept. So this thing would be playing without her even watching it. And it wasn't winning actual money for the money she put into it.
Do you realize how much money that site is making? You give them money and they don't give you anything.
Right.
This is why I need an app. Now listen, this is, I think, can they find the person whose app this is and say, this money was stolen and you have to give it back?
No. She's been charged with 25 counts of computer-related fraud, and she's looking at prison time and hasn't been sentenced yet. But she's in big trouble, and no, they're not going to give the money back. She gambled. She gambled it away. Here's some good news.
She gave it away, basically.
Yeah, really. I don't get it. I mean, I know that you'd pay... Look, all these games where you buy in-game...
Right,
I don't know.
In-game purchases.
Boosts.
And purchases.
Yeah, whatever. That's kind of the scam of a lifetime, right? I mean... You're supposed to win those things through the process of playing the game.
Right.
I thought that's what the whole point of the game was. I didn't realize the game's actually there to make money for the people who own it.
And, right, yeah.
And they have figured out that you want that thing that you'll pay for it rather than play long enough to earn that thing.
Right. Well, they put limits on things. I mean, they're real tricky about it. I play a lot of online games with, you know, word games and stuff. And they're tricky and crafty at finding ways to get you to spend your money.
Yeah, but you don't need a bulletproof vest, an in-game bulletproof vest for your word games, do you?
No, I don't. But sometimes you need it for hints or to buy time or there's betting games, too, where if just to play the game, you need to surrender a certain amount of coins. And so it can get expensive.
You bought a bunch of stuff from Pokemon Go.
Oh, yeah, Pokemon mm-hmm. Go.
Oh, she was into Bejeweled Blitz, and she was even in, like, full denial. Like, no, I don't pay for the... And then later she goes, all right, I pay for it, but so what? And we were like, all right, what do we know about it? Nobody plays Bejeweled Blitz 24/7.
Turns out people do.
Sarah had it going for a while. Right, you're off.
I swore off the video games, but now I play... I feel like Word... Yes, the NyQuil's gone. But the word games I like because you can sort of rationalize that maybe they're good for your brain.
Mm-hmm.
This story out of Boston. Boston, one of those hard towns, you know.
Yep.
It
has winters and people are in business.
Right. Whoa, who was that?
Who was what?
You didn't hear that belch?
No.
I didn't hear anything.
A-Rod, did you just belch into your mic and it went right into my headphones?
Oh, that's possible, yeah.
I'm the only one that heard that?
Oh, yeah,
so
because
his mic must be in utility.
Yeah,
his
mic feeds Vinny's purse. It doesn't go over the air. That's
it doesn't go
thing.
Over the air. It just right. feeds directly to you.
I
remember
just
we
heard
found
this,
that out.
This huge belch, and I'm like, that is not Sarah's brand, but maybe she did that. I don't know.
I'm looking at you like, what are you talking about? I thought
good
maybe Christina
Lord,
belched A-Rod. In the
kitchen. A-Rod.
Anyway, a couple from Colombia just moved to Boston over the summer, and they've been trying to learn more about American culture.
Okay.
So they posted on the app Nextdoor.
Oh, boy.
Asking if an American family would let them spend Thanksgiving with them. They'd never had Thanksgiving, in particular in America.
And everybody's like, about to celebrate it. Right, okay.
Over 200 people in the tough town of Boston said, come on over.
Get over here. We're having turkey and all the fixings.
Yep. They were invited by 200 of their neighbors to come. So they obviously had to choose one. But the cool thing is that is what's rad about America. We suck a lot of different ways. But
that
on
is
the local
lovely.
Level, you still see people being neighborly and cool to each other.
And
I
feel like if
happy.
We had seen that, you know, any one of us on this show would have probably gone, all right, come on over.
Well, look, and during a time like now with the pandemic,
I
there's more than ever you're kind of like,
that's a good excuse to not do it. Right.
Right. So anyway, I just thought, wow, that is one of
those. That's really nice.
It is really nice.
I like it.
2022 is going to be a huge year for weddings. Weddings have been mostly canceled.
Yep.
For a while now, with a lot of people saying to themselves, but I want my wedding to be this big event, this big party, and we can't do that, so we're not doing that.
Right. We're waiting until we can do that.
A new poll found the average person has, over the time that we've been going through, that they'll probably have less guests. They still want to have it, though, in the summer. The perfect wedding would happen in the summer, would have 56 guests.
Oh.
The ceremony would be on a sandy beach. Beaches were the number one dream wedding location, followed by a castle and a church. Well, there's churches all over that'll let you do that. I mean, you just got to pay them, but, you know.
Sit through the mass.
If you want to keep the guest count low, they say a destination wedding can help. That's one of the best ways to trim the fat on your guest list, they say. And half of people said, I wouldn't go to someone else's wedding if it was too expensive. So that's one way to, you know.
Because 56 people, that's, you know.
Small.
It's really small.
Mm-hmm. It happens fast.
27 couples or whatever, 28
yeah, it's
couples.
The person and a guest,
and then split
and
that with
done.
The two, right. Mm-hmm. I mean, now you're talking, I mean, it's not very many. Just a few people each.
I thought this was fun because I'm a spoon and bowl guy. That's my thing. I like to eat out of a bowl with a spoon.
That's,
so like I'll make
you've
beans
declared and, this. I see.
I'll make beans and rice, put it in a bowl, throw some avocado on it, throw some hot sauce
on
it.
That's not a fork.
Nah, fork. Spoon and bowl. That's for me.
I really think of that as being for cereal and soup, and that's it.
Yeah, no, I really like a spoon, and America is with me.
I see.
If you had access to only one kind of utensil for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
I go knife.
23% said spoon. Oh. 22% said fork. Another 22 said spork.
Oh, the spork.
I didn't see that coming. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's very, very smart. 18% said knife, 4% said chopsticks, and 10% said, what are you talking about? And that's, of course, it's nonsense. And yet, spoon is the winner, and I was surprised. Because I expect the reaction you had, which is, a spoon? What are you, an animal?
Well, it's not your hand, so I'm not calling you an animal. I just really, I don't know. I guess I need to experience eating rice and beans with a spoon.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why
you'd use a fork.
Because it's what
you
I
don't
use.
Stab any of the bites.
No.
No.
But I do push them around.
What?
Push them around. Oh God, we're getting the thing.
Oh God.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more Sarah and Vinny.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.